What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Are you sipping anything?
I am. So
what'd you get?
I'm fresh off of a tennis lesson.
I had a beer earlier.
Just sounded good.
And look at you.
It was nice.
Before your lesson?
Yes, but not like just willy-nilly. So not like, I don't know what that even means.
Well, willy-nilly beers are totally fine. I have willy-nilly beers whenever I want.
But you're right. There's nothing wrong. I don't even know what having a willy-nilly beer
I don't even know what that means. But so you were like what, at the club or something and had a beer before your lesson?
Yeah, Ben had swim today. So we picked him up from school and then we got Ellie and then he had swim. He's doing fall swim. It's like 2 days a week. It's great. It was like a cloudy day or whatever. And Chris and I was like busy today. And then he looked over at me. He's like, "You want a beer?" I was like, "Yeah, I want a beer."
They have I want a beer.
Yeah, I want a beer. So I had beer and then I had packed goldfish for the kids and there was extra. And I love salty crunchies with beer. It can be any salty crunchy.
Yeah. But I do feel like there is something about goldfish. I mean, I feel like if you have them all the time, maybe it wears off. But shoot, dude, they are so good.
You know what doesn't slap like it used to, and I feel like they changed the recipe and something's off, is
because
you eat all the I eat all the kids' stuff, like their snackies, whatever. Cheez-Its do not slap. Something waxy about them.
Oh, that sucks. I can't have goldfish and I can't have Cheez-Its because of the frickin' gluten. So I try if there's something that is gluten-free, like the kids love corn dogs, but I get gluten-free corn dogs. I get them gluten-free chicken nuggets. Like if there's an option to do gluten-free, then I do. But a lot of things there's not, you know?
Yeah.
Like classic Cheez-Its. They do have like boxes of gluten-free, like cheese crackers, but we get like a lot of times the individual bags so they can go to like school and snacks or, you know, just quick car rides now, whatever. So then they don't have those at Costco. Anyway, all that to say, I cannot vouch that Cheez-Its do not slap the same.
There's something different. I swear, goldfish they do. So
they
I had a beer at swim, and then came home. We did dinner. My mom came over. Chris left because we're going camping, and he's going before to get everything.
To get it set up.
Because the hardest...
Wait, is he going tonight and just sleeping there by himself?
Uh-huh.
And then you're doing all the kid stuff in the... Like, they're going to school and then you're going? Okay.
They're going to school. I'm working and then we're going after work. I'm picking them up and we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
So great. He's doing all of it. Like,
that's
all the setup.
Nice.
And then he'll be cooking dinner for us. And so when we get there... Because we would leave at the end of the day after work. Not get there...
And then you're rushing, racing. Kids are tired.
Dinner. We're trying to juggle dinner. Get settled in camping. I mean, that's part of why we like folded last year and had him... We just like, no, we're going home. So this system works a lot better.
Sounds like a great system. And I feel like Chris, that's... Right up his alley.
He's going to have it all dialed.
It's going to be dialed. It's going to be like you live, like he's been living there.
Yes.
You know, and then the dinner will be ready.
I read a hack about travel with kids, actually, very similar to this, where they said, you know how they board families first?
Yes.
They're like, planes. Don't get on with your family first. Send one parent without kids with all the stuff first.
Oh, to
that
go.
Parent puts everything in the overhead bin, gets the fidget things out, gets the whatever out, gets the kids' stuff dialed, and then the other parent just comes with the kids, and that's kind of like this, but camping.
That is such a travel hack, and I cannot believe that's like simple, and I cannot believe I've never thought of that because that is, genuinely
when
genius.
Both parents have stuff and kids, and you're like,
and then you're like, come on, okay, you got to get in your seat, hurry, because then there are whole people waiting behind you, and like,
Send one parent to get the red carpet ready, and then the kids just come and sit down,
and then they come in,
So then I went to tennis because my mom was helping get put the kids to sleep. We're already like, we changed them into their pajamas after swim. They're fine.
Yeah.
And they were dialed. And all this is to say, I had a tennis lesson. I'm home from that.
Yes.
And what I'm drinking now.
Right, 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 right. Back to that.
Five minutes later.
5 minutes later.
Calm magnesium drink.
Oh, Sam doing a little sleepy girl. So we're recording at night. And so I did a little sleepy girl situation. I've been really into mocktails lately. So I don't ever, generally I don't drink during the week. Randomly there'll be a willy-nilly beer, you know?
A willy-nilly. Yeah.
Yeah, willy-nilly beer that's just like, oh, it sounds good. But very rarely do I drink unless there's something going on. Yeah. But I have just, I don't know why, but just been like wanting to have like a fun, I don't know, maybe I've seen it on social, I think.
Yeah.
I've also, yeah, I think I've stumbled across like the mocktail or like sober curious pages. And so they have all these recipes that look great. And I think, oh, that sounds fun. So I started making, and I talked about Sleepy Girl cocktail or mocktail or whatever with like tart cherry juice, magnesium, and then just like a sparkling water of choice. So that's what I have today. I didn't put magnesium in, but I've got my tart and I put it in a little wine glass with my nugget ice.
Yes.
And I just have like sparkling water with my tart cherry juice that's supposed to have natural melatonin in it.
Yep.
And yeah, so we're both going to be feeling good after this.
Yeah, ready. I love the little calm magnesium. The L-theanine?
Yeah, L-theanine. I don't know. It's supposed to be like calming, but it confuses me because sometimes it's in like daytime energizing stuff.
Oh.
What does L-theanine do?
It's all the rage right now.
It's an amino acid in green tea. It's been shown to affect brain functions by relieving stress disorders, improving mood, and maintaining normal sleep. Mm. Okay. Well, so it's helping you sleep and helping you be awake. So great.
Whoa.
It's a
how do you like your eggs?
Everything. Yeah.
What's that quote, Bridget Jones?
I don't know. That I had no idea what you were saying. But
isn't that a I'm so bad at movie references.
Wait, that a Bridget Jones? Are you talking about Runaway Bride?
Maybe.
Wait, what is the reference to the eggs about?
Like every boyfriend she's with.
That's Runaway Bride. That's Runaway Bride. Because what they learned at the end is like her favorite way to make eggs was their favorite way, you know, whoever she was with.
Uh-huh.
And so then they learned, she never.
Yeah.
She didn't even know who she was. So of course she's running away because she's a chameleon.
Thionide.
L-theanine says you need good sleep. I'm your girl. She says you need to feel awake and focused. I'm your girl.
Come to me.
Whatever you need. I've got you.
That
was a nice poll. You had the wrong movie, but that was a nice poll, Colleen.
Thank you.
Well done.
I could think my way into insomnia. So like tennis.
Oh God.
It's an hour and 15 minutes and it's pretty like, it's an adrenaline rush for me.
Oh.
Because I feel a little vulnerable because there's a lot of people. Everyone's good, even though it's like an intro tennis. These people have taken intro tennis a few times. They're all very nice and it's very comfortable. But there's something that is like when you're the one that's up and that ball's coming, I have just enough of a split second to, get a little weird, you know. And I'm feeling on the entire time and they do a really good job. You're hitting a lot of balls. You're really moving the entire time.
Nice.
I looked at my steps and it was 4,000 steps running around.
Whoa, just from that?
Just from that.
Wow.
So I got like an adrenaline rush and then when I pod with you, it's an adrenaline rush
because
I'm having fun. So I thought I got to get this in my system now. So
yeah, get the magnesium. Yeah. Soon. And your old girl, L-theanine. Ellie. It's a different kind of Ellie in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
LT instead of Ellie. You know? That's who
ding,
we got.
Ding, 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 ding. I am so excited to talk about one of our favorite partnerships, Factor. Meet your wellness goals for this fall thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. I will tell you, with school starting and all mm-hmm. of the things flying in the air, time just does not feel like it's on our side. I love, 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 seriously cannot rave more about them. I love having meals that are packed with vegetables and protein that I can pop in the microwave for 2 minutes and eat and just have such a stress reducer. And I get hangry if I don't have something that's like easy and ready to go, or if I didn't plan, I get hangry. And I love not getting hangry by having my Factors waiting for me in my fridge. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from each week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious option. These are restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Factor meals are ready in just 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced.
Head to factormeals.com/withus50 and use code withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code withus50 at factormeals.com/withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
All right, let's talk VMAs.
I mean,
3 hours of VMAs.
So how much of it did you watch? Did you watch all of it?
More than half.
Okay.
I watched more than half.
Like, you watched the performances.
Yes.
Okay.
I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the VMAs kicked off with Eminem.
Yes.
I had this thought. I had a couple of thoughts as I was watching Eminem. One is, when I think about the VMAs, I think about when we were young. Mm-hmm. I think probably it was the VMAs heyday. And it was like NSYNC, Britney, Christina, Backstreet Boys, like Destiny's Child, and Eminem. Like, I put him in that category of like Slim Shady way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And here he still is.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry referenced, we'll talk about Katy Perry in a moment, but when she referenced like her acceptance of the Vanguard speak, she said, you know, a decades long career is not an accident. It was a good line. Yeah. I put Eminem into that category of like, dang, here he still is.
But it seems like he was also addicted to all kinds of things, or like something was going on, because what he sang last night, and I haven't really listened to a lot of his new album, but I did hear in his song last night that he apologized to Haley for never being there and like being on drugs and like, you know, that he didn't make her feel loved and stuff like that. So I feel like we're also getting a healthier Eminem, which, did you see the girl? This is super judgmental-ish, but did you see the girl? So there was Teddy, someone who was, God, that guy's voice is good. And then there was a girl that sang on that same stage with the black hair. She kind of looks like Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
She reminded me of Amy Winehouse and like Priscilla Presley. And I was just, I couldn't look at her and not think of Amy. And was there a documentary? Is that how we, I think there was a documentary about her, Amy Winehouse. Or I saw something, maybe it was TikTok actually, like this deep dive into her. But I just feel like so many of these young kids that, because she's young and Eminem was young when he came on the scene, they get this massive fame. Macklemore, same thing, right? These people that are like young, they come on the scene and then they're just, they get into that kind of like rock and roll or party lifestyle. And I just worry about them and what they're exposed to and the pressure that they're under and how they're handling that pressure. So it just scares me, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Agreed. It's a lot. But yeah, to Katie's point, a decade-long successful career is not a mistake. And Eminem definitely is in that.
Mm-hmm. And then I wondered, are the people watching this who are of younger generations, is he relevant to them? Or was this, I wonder, who are they putting him on for? Or is it for us? And we're like, wow, he's still there. How amazing. Yeah. But is he just like not really relevant to the younger crowd? Because MTV has got to know, like the span of view. I wonder who most of their viewers are.
Right. And- well, so remember we just recorded Patreon, which we do a second show on Patreon every Friday. And you can go to patreon.com/ you can sit with us to get those episodes. It's $5 a month. Mm-hmm. But I kind of referenced up there. And remember I was like, they brought this guy out and I don't remember who it is, but there was all these young people in the crowd and they were looking at it was Carson Daly. Which we grew up with. I mean, that guy helped raise us. We're watching MTV Total Request Live every single day.
Yes, he is MTV. He is MTV.
But all these people, he comes out on stage. I'm like, oh, there he is, Carson Daly. I might know him now because isn't he the host of The Voice?
Okay.
But all these, like, he's making jokes about how, like, you don't know who I am. Your mom probably knows who I am. And I laughed at it because I'm like, yes, that's true. But all of them just like look like deer in the headlights. So, but also.
That's hilarious.
So maybe they don't know who Eminem is. I mean, they got to know who he is, but maybe they're not. But I didn't resonate with 80% of the show. I don't know any of the performers.
Yeah.
Like any of, I know Benson and then Teddy.
Yeah.
And then the old, like I knew LL Cool J, of course. Obviously, I know Carson Daly. He didn't perform Katy Perry. But people that are like Eminem, people from forever. I don't know any of the current people. Yep. Nothing.
Nothing.
Except for Taylor. But she's too big to even perform at the show, I feel like, or something.
So the host was Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
She comes out. Chris says, I don't think I could have told you who she was in a lineup and anybody in any, like, I don't, it's like, I know it, like the name kind of sounds familiar, but I would have never been able to like tell you who she was.
I was watching with my friend Lindsay and she goes, oh, who is that? And she like gets on her phone. I think she's Googling. She goes, oh, Doja Cat. And then she goes, I'm Megan Thee Stallion. And she goes, oh, Megan Thee Stallion. Same. Isn't that the same person? I'm like, I don't think so, but I don't fucking know.
Yeah, stallions and cats are different.
I don't know. Could be anybody. And then the model came out. I think her name's Alessandra Ambrosio or something like that. Yes, she goes, oh, Giselle's there? No, girl. That ain't her. I will say,
when I saw Alexandra, the first, like at a quick glance, I was like, oh, is that Cindy Crawford? Like,
Right. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
No, but
we're old now.
Alessandra, she was
Alessandra,
really
I think.
Years and years ago, wasn't she? Like
Victoria's Secret
one
queen.
Of the it queens.
I think at the same time as Beyonce.
Beyonce?
You know? I mean, oh my God.
What?
I meant to say Giselle. I don't know why I said Beyonce.
Not tracking.
I wasn't even thinking about Beyonce. I don't know why that just came into my head and out of my mouth, but. So when you say, like, what is their demographic? I don't know, but they probably tried to cover quite
their
a
bases.
Range.
Yes, 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 yes.
I was also, they had all these, like, flashback, like, after every commercial break or whatever, they do all these flashbacks. And I was like, why are they doing this? This must be some sort of special. And it was the 40th anniversary. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. But as they were doing the flashbacks, I'm like, man, MTV Music Awards has had a lot of pop culture icon moments.
Yes.
I didn't remember Michael Jackson was at the MTV Video Music Awards. Remember
Madonna,
Britney and
like
Madonna making out Madonna like a virgin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Kanye taking the mic from Taylor, which I was really hoping she was good because they said it was the 10-year anniversary, 13, 20-year anniversary, some big anniversary of when that happened.
She didn't give him the benefit.
She didn't.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Didn't give the time of day. Teddy Swims was kind of throughout the awards. I had heard his songs over the summer because he's had some hits, but never had seen him live. And then you see him live and you're like, oh my gosh, this is not just a production studio that's making you sound this good. He's, like you are, wow. And some of the people you could tell they were lip singing.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them. With him, I'm like, I'm pretty positive this is,
it's a live
mic. You can't be a bad singer if you tried.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's incredible.
Incredible.
The other one that was a real standout to me, because I had never seen him, Benson Boone, I'd only seen his name on like Spotify or whatever come up and sing that song or the radio. I hadn't seen him perform.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving like Freddie Mercury or something a little bit with like his sparkly jumper and like the, and I was all in. I'm like,
oh
this
my God.
Is and he's really cool and fresh and I love him.
Yes. I couldn't believe the talent because he has one of my favorite voices right now. I love his voice. But the song that he sang beautiful things. I love how it like, it's like a soft song and then it goes into this like rock ballad. Big. I love that change. But he starts playing the piano. Then he has this incredible voice. So he's playing the piano. He's got to sing. Then he's doing fucking acrobats like he's in the Olympics. And I thought, is that Simone Biles up there?
Yes. I loved
it. I mean, the talent was pretty legit. You couldn't miss it. Yeah.
Nope.
It was amazing.
Katy Perry had an extended performance for her Vanguard Award.
I saw an interview with her on the carpet and she said, I have 12 minutes. They gave me 12 minutes to perform. And she goes, my first time here, I had 20 seconds of airtime. And then she had 12 minutes last night. And she just gives me the ick. We've talked about that. I feel like maybe I'm overcoming the ick a little bit. Last night, I saw lots of clips of her on the red carpet and I really liked her. Mm. I saw an
The things that she was treating people
very respectfully. She was not too big for her britch. I saw someone, she was walking by and this girl hollers like, how's it feel to be the hottest person on the red carpet? And she goes, you would know. You know, like I thought that was a cute thing to say. And then there was the guy that said, like, how does it feel to be here with the Vanguard? And that's when she said because he's just a little TikTok guy interviewing her, but she treated everyone as if they were someone that was interviewing her, right? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking if I was him, I'd be so nervous, and he probably was, but she was like helping him, you know? And I thought that was kind because some of these people act like they could care less about you. Mm-hmm. So I liked her energy on the red carpet. I saw her interview on Call Me Daddy. I liked her energy there. And then I listened to her speech. And I really loved her speech.
This is wild.
I know.
To me.
Who am I?
I
loved her. It's probably one of my favorite speeches ever.
This is legit wild to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know what I think it might be? This is just occurring to me now. I think it might be that this is the first time I have felt like she was authentic. Mm. I always felt like her vibe was like a shtick. Like I'm wanting to be relevant. I'm going to be out there because then I'll be like, it just felt, and the way that I feel kind of about Gaga is like, I'm not just going to stand on my talent. I have to like be crazy and beyond and do all these weird things to like be somebody. And last night I just really got like, her speech was very authentic. I feel like. I loved that she thanked Orlando for being great and also doing the dishes. Like, thanks for loving me and keeping me grounded and doing the dishes. I also thought, like, when I got sound bites, so she said, like, can you believe I did all that on the first day of my period? I was like, wow, you know? And I laughed because they showed Taylor's response to that. I laughed. And then I thought, actually, why isn't that normalized more? That should be. The fact that women are doing shit like this and it's not talked about, that's crazy to do what she did on the first day of her period. Really?
Yeah.
You know, I love that her daughter must be called Daisy. And she said, you're the only flowers I'll ever need. She said to my
cute.
So cute to her family. She said, you know, the best roots or the strongest roots I've ever known. And I know we don't always agree, but what a beautiful lesson that we can disagree with love. Mm. I love, you know, that she shouted out her fans and people. And it just seemed, it was like a perfect amount of gratitude, feminism, but not in a bashing men. Like, I just felt like she was the most embodied versus I'm trying to be something. I think that's what it maybe is I really struggle when I feel like they're being inauthentic. Be whoever you are, but I just never got that vibe from her. Even Taylor, I think that's why I had my issue with her at award shows before. It was like, I mean, can you really be this big a fan of everyone? This is crazy. And then it's like, actually she is. But it seemed disingenuous for so many years.
Yeah.
And now I think, so I don't know.
This is
I don't think I'm
going
to be listening to her music.
Yep.
But I am going to be a fan of her as a human, I think. Yeah, I know.
Ding,
who knew?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, we've been talking about lately picking up habits. If you don't know about that, we do this conversation a little bit over on Patreon, but we are always wanting to learn new things. And as an adult, I don't know how often we carve out time to, you know, do new things and try new things. And I feel like we need to take a page out of our kids' book, right? Kids are always learning and growing, but as adults, sometimes we lose that curiosity. So whether it's, you know, gardening, a new language, I'm talking about sourdough, Colleen's doing tennis, or maybe how to like beat your best friend in bowling. Let me tell you what, therapy is not just like a work through trauma and hard stuff. Therapy can also help you reconnect with your sense of wonder because your back to school era can come at any age. I've been doing at home therapy forever. And it is interesting. Sometimes I show up where I have stuff I have to work through. And sometimes I'm like, I don't really, there's nothing bothering me today, but we'll find out little interesting things. Maybe I've got something coming up that I'm nervous about and we'll just like kind of explore that. It just helps you live more, I guess, authentic, right? Authentic and embody who you are. Therapy has helped me in so many ways. I love BetterHelp for its convenience. You're going to do it online entirely. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. You're going to go on, fill out a questionnaire. You'll get matched with a therapist. And if you don't vibe with that therapist, you can change your therapist at any time for no additional charge.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip. So I agree with you that I thought her post-acceptance speech was very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. She's really like commanding the yes. room. She's grabbing me in my living room. Like, I thought it was compelling and great. The person who actually kind of bugged me was Orlando Bloom because he did the same kind of joke. Like, here's Catherine or whatever. He did that like when he introduced her and then right before he gave her the award. And I, was, I don't know why. I was like, come on, you already did that one. I thought it was cute and stuff.
Well,
but
if I'm telling you the truth, I fast forwarded through the entire Katy Perry thing and I only saw her speech because I saw it on TikTok and then I went and sought it out because I was like, I'm not. So I missed the whole Orlando Bloom thing.
He gave her a very nice intro and then he introduced her by her full name and he's like, oh, I mean Katy Perry. And then when she was done with her performance, he went back on stage to then hand her the award and he goes, here's Catherine something. I mean, Katy Perry. He made the exact same joke and it just was a little strange.
Right.
I was like, I don't know if it changed my, because I kind of get a little bit like, there's just something about, I've tried to listen to like full interviews and I don't love it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not fully bought in.
I get it.
Vibe. It's just like a vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think we'd hit it off.
No, I wouldn't be friends with her, but.
But I thought her acceptance speech was very good. And I'm curious. I would love to hear Molly McPherson or whoever's opinion on this. So, I mean, I think the Vanguard Award, they probably approach a number of famous people about this award.
Like every year, you think people decline it?
I think people could decline it. Maybe Taylor's already declined it because I think there's something about Vanguard. When you think of Vanguard, what do you think about?
I have no idea what Vanguard means. I don't know anything. I think of nothing.
Not the word Vanguard, but the nature of the award feels to me like a legacy award. It feels someone who's on their way out versus someone who's still totally relevant.
Mm-hmm. Like a legacy kind of award.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that Taylor, if she were approached to get the Vanguard, would say yes to that. Because
she's the most
relevant performer right now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so I see that going to like Justin Timberlake, who I think he's already gotten it, or I don't know if Beyonce's received it or if she's, I would see her team maybe declining it. Right. And it's a very nice award, but I think it just signifies something that you may or may not want to be associated with, kind of almost like living legend, but in what context? So anyway, that's neither here nor there, really. I just thought, wow, okay, is she?
Okay, so last year was Shakira, then it was Nicki Minaj, then it was Missy Elliott. So like a lot of them are people that are not doing things anymore.
Super relevant.
Yeah. Pink, Jennifer Lopez, and Kanye West. Interesting, okay.
When she was going through... And I mean, and maybe there's nothing to that. But then when she was going through, it felt like the Super Bowl performance, kind of like the catalog. A lot of it was nods to like her biggest hits, which were a long time ago.
Yeah.
Dark Horse, what she opened with, which had a long runtime, was like one of the more recent hits, and that was years and years ago.
Yeah.
So that's problematic, right? And like her new album hasn't, it's been like kind of an embarrassing flop, really. And then there wasn't a whole lot of songs.
Wait, it's not released yet, right?
Like it's the first single. Yeah, that was a maybe flop. I thought it was released,
but then she said in her speech, like, comes out September 20th or something. I don't know.
The song she did play where she was like scissoring another woman, okay, like on the thing. I looked at Chris and I said, this feels like a movie where the young artists started out and they loved what they were doing and they were following their heart and they were authentic. Yeah. And then they sold everything out to like a big production company to just, it feels like she's selling out in this moment. Like it feels so uninspired and so carbon copy and just like overly weirdly sexual. Not, for the sake of just attention.
That's the kind of shit I'm like, talking about that doesn't feel authentic. Yeah.
Yes. And then even when she was singing, I Kissed a Girl, I Liked It, like a lot of the songs she was singing, I'm like, see, she's having fun with this. She likes her. This is the kind of music that even she likes to sing.
Right.
Right. This like fun bubblegum big pop. At the end, there was what appeared to be another song from her new album, which was more like party club vibe, like I'm gonna love you forever, like whatever the love song. I'm like, oh, I like this one. So who knows, maybe her album will have some big hits. I hope that for her, actually, because I want to see. I think it's kind of cool when someone thinks something's gonna be a failure and then it's like they surprise you. Like people thought Reputation would be a failure, it was amazing. Yeah. I always think about the Britney Spears Blackout album where they thought it was gonna be, she's gonna fall on her face, and then it was like the best album she's ever made. So I would love it, actually, if this album was like the best thing she's ever done. That would be really cool. And I did like her speech. I thought it was great.
The other thing that I forgot to say about her speech that I liked was she said, no matter what, like this can be a brutal industry, and any artist in here that's been around for years knows this, like do whatever you need to take care of your mental health. One, two, three, touch grass. And I loved that.
Yep.
And I thought the same thing. I thought, I bet because she is now a seasoned, right? Like she's always wanted to be a somebody, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's in entertainment wants to. Well, any human on the planet wants to be a somebody. Yep. But to just never be as big as maybe some of the other people that you grew up with and singing. She had to work hard. And I feel like that probably paid dividends when this single came out, because it was not received the way I think she was thinking that it would be received. Mm-hmm. But the mental health piece and like 1, 2, 3, touch grass. And she still brought so much confidence on the stage, and she's still very proud of that album, even if it wasn't initially received well, you know, like I thought that was really good.
It was good.
I don't want anything to take anybody down.
Other standouts for me. Well, standout Chappell Roan. She's like got the song of the moment right now. Her production with like the house on fire was really, really cool. She's gotten some bad press for like reasons I haven't been able to follow. But that album is phenomenal.
Is it?
Let me get the name of it.
I fast forwarded through her performance.
It was good.
I was also very impressed with how different every single stage was and how MTV puts that together.
Yeah.
Like her, the burning. I saw the beginning of it, but then like, I don't know.
The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. That is a great album. And then I really liked the Latin performers.
Oh, yeah. Fast forward through all the
Rau, R-A-U-W, Alejandro. That performance was so good and fun and like good dancing and all the things. What do you think of Sabrina Carpenter?
So I'm also becoming a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like her, and I really like her music, and I really like this new album.
I think she's got a hell of a voice. She's got she's legitimately.
And she has good stage presence, I think.
Yep. I thought her performance was very like fun-loving and kind of like Katy Perry-ish at her prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Okay, but are we not even going to talk about Taylor? You're not even fucking talk about Taylor?
No, of course.
The whole time I'm like waiting to talk about Taylor. You're just breezing over everything.
No, this is the most important part. So I'm like halfway through the VMAs. The thing where like you're able to skip through the commercials, and then you get to the point where you can't skip the commercials anymore. You're like, shit, I'm live and I have an hour left. And I was intentionally not really looking at my phone. I wasn't going on Twitter or anything, because I really thought we were going to get a big Taylor music
something
update. And I didn't want it to be spoiled. I wanted to see it. So it was at that moment, like I did strands, I sent it to you, but I saw I had an audio message from you and I thought, I don't want to hear it until I know what this is about. Cause I'm like, certainly reputation has dropped or something like that. Then I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to listen to the audio message because I don't think I'm going to be able to make it all the way through. I need to go to bed. It was like 10 o'clock. And I listened to your audio message and then you're like, wait, have you not seen it yet?
Yeah.
And then I went to the internet, found it. And I did also gasp.
Yeah. I screamed. So what, couple of things. One, I think that is maybe my favorite look she's ever, like, she looks better to me than she's ever looked ever.
Yes.
And also I think it's just her aura, like her, the way she carries herself. And I think it's got to be coming from Travis to have a man that seems to be obsessed with her where she's never really had that before. I was telling you that last night. I feel like we didn't know what was going on, but I feel like at the time it was this insecure, like, am I enough for him? Will he choose me? How can I make him love me? And I feel like with Travis, she just knows it. And also, I mean, because of the Eras Tour and what's happening with her career and being arguably the most famous person in the world. Probably. I don't know how you would make that.
You know how they say your 30s are so amazing because you know who you are.
Yeah.
And I feel that for her of like, her being in this decade of her life, confidence in her relationship, confidence in her music, confidence in herself. Like, this is just, she's coming across someone who's so sure-footed and doesn't have anything to prove to anybody. And I love that energy.
And you could see as she was accepting, like, she just is confident on the stage. She's not nervous. Everyone she's around, I feel like she almost like mothers them, which I don't know if everyone loves that. Probably not to Beyonce. There's people that I think she's like, oh, you're in my stratosphere. But I think a lot of people she kind of like takes under her wing and tries to help support them and guide them and elevate them and whatever. I love that she's like, she brought Benson Boone out for, he was opening one of her tours. You know, like, she brings these artists out. Sabrina, I think that catapulted her career. I just, she just has a different aura about her now. Like, there's just a level of confidence that is crazy. And it's so good to see. And also, I think, you know, she shouted out Travis in the sweetest way. And I was watching the guys on stage because she had three guys on stage behind her. And they all, like, I feel like as she started saying, every time I'd say cut, there was one person like, woo, like clapping. And they all kind of started giggling. So they must have known that it was Travis. And then when she said it, they like started clapping too. And I feel like people probably that are in their orbit are rooting for them. Hearing Jason talk about her and him saying, like on the New Heights podcast, he said, you know, they were talking about the VMAs and Travis was like, man, I hope, you know, she's up for like 10 of them. I hope she brings home some hardware. And Jason said, and then Travis was like, yeah, we're rooting for all of you. And then Jason goes, well, unless you're up against Tay, then we hope you lose. And I just thought that was cute. Like, he's so, you know, like they're, both of their families seem to be all in. They seem to be very well matched and very in a good spot, which I love. I'm still waiting for them to announce that they're engaged.
Yes. And one of the things we talked about over on Patreon was the use of the word boyfriend and how that did feel like it took a little bit of the air out of the room, our room.
I was thinking she should have said fiance. If you're not going to give us rep, let us know you're engaged. But I mean, it's your
Wouldn't
life.
Wouldn't that have been something if she said
my fiance? And people would have lost their minds.
Fiance Travis. They would have lost.
I'm also very curious. When is it? When are their schedules going to align that he can walk a red carpet with her? Because if I he could have, I think he would have been at this one. I think this would have been the first carpet she would have walked with. Has she ever walked the carpet with a boyfriend? Ever? Like Calvin Harris or anything?
I don't know.
I know she sat next to Calvin Harris when they were dating one time.
Joe, but I don't know if she went to the Oscars or not.
With Joe?
Taylor.
Yeah. And the Grammys, I feel like, are during football season. Right?
Well, so, I think if his...
I mean, if his, if they're in the playoffs and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just, I want to see them on the carpet. But we'll see her this weekend at the game. And just more of them. They're just going to be together more and more and more. And I love it.
It doesn't appear she has never walked a red carpet with a boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. But I do think Travis
is the one. But they were at the Golden Globes.
Who?
Taylor and Joe.
Okay.
But they walked the red carpet separately.
Separately. Yeah.
Yeah. She has never, ever, ever walked a red carpet with a boyfriend. Fascinating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I can't wait.
Same.
I can't wait.
All right. Well, let's bring it home with a little rant and rave.
Okay.
What?
For like the first time ever, I feel like what? I was racking my brain for a rant. And I think maybe right now I just came up with one.
On the
right
spot.
Now. Right on the spot.
Because I was literally inspired me.
I was literally sitting there. I'm like, what bugged me this week? I'm like, beside, we talked about some things that happened over on Patreon that were like, you know, hush, hush on the down low.
Sure.
But I have had a very good week. Okay. I'll tell you what.
What?
This is a minor rant, but I was like, did anything annoy me today? Mac had soccer practice and we're on team. It's his very first soccer practice. We're on a team with some friends. And so the daughter was going to be there and then Mac and the little boy were going to play, right? The daughter ended up not feeling good, so she didn't get to come. So Revy was very upset. When I picked her up at the school, we had got a full thing of water for Mac and it's 104 degrees out. Okay.
Wow.
So we go there. Yes. I mean, even right now it's after 9 o'clock at night, it's 89 degrees. Right now, you know, so we're there. Mac is a full thing of water, but I pick Revy up at school and we're going straight to the field. She has no water. And so she was very upset that her friend wasn't going to be there and then very upset that she had no water. So then they just shared water. This is like the worst. I'm trying to expand this rant because it's the stupidest rant of all time.
No, I'm with you.
But it's when it is hot and I guess we can put umbrella this. It's when it's hot and you're out of water and it's like, Your kids need water. I mean, they're running around like crazy. They're sweating, right? They need water. We don't have it. But also just when you run out of anything, like if you need snacks and you run out of those or whatever. And it is like red alarm, red alert.
Yes.
We've got, this is crisis. We're in crisis mode because water, usually snacks, I feel like sometimes when they're eating snacks, they're not even really hungry for snacks. It's just like routine of after the soccer game, we get snacks or in the car, we get snacks or whatever. But water you need, especially when it's this freaking hot.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that like, they wanted to play at the park after because the park was right there. And then Mac was on the field. And so she was coming over and drinking water and then he'd come drink his water, right? And there's only one little 130 ounce thing of water or whatever, gone. And then they wanted to play at the park after. So they were very upset when I said, there's no water.
Chance.
We can't be playing. I mean, we're out of water. It's 102 degrees now.
Yeah.
It's just, we can't be doing it. And so that was a whole thing.
Ugh.
But you know, that's all I could come up with on the fly. It was a very minor inconvenience. I'll tell you something that I liked about my, I was going to rant on this comment on my, I put a reel up today and it says me as a mom and it's like, da, 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 whatever, da, da, da. It doesn't matter. You know that song, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. And then it says, oh, well. And so I said something like, my kids, I want to dye my hair blue. I say, whatever. My kids, I don't want to go to college. I say, doesn't matter. My kids say, I don't want to play sports. I say, oh, well. And then my kid says, I don't like Taylor Swift. And I say, it cuts the music. And I say, better be joking, right? This girl comments and she goes like, you're disgusting or something whatever, something like that.
Take a joke.
And I thought, do I take the hype? Because I'll just block people like that. And I said, not today. So I commented back and I said, "What?" She didn't say you're disgusting. Oh, she said, you're pathetic. She goes, ew, pathetic. Ew, pathetic.
Okay.
And I said, so I commented and I said, what, the joke or your inability to take one? And I said, zing!
Home run hit.
So I can't even rant on her because I thought that was a pretty good comeback. I was proud of myself.
That was a nice little dunkaroo.
All right. Well, after saying I don't have a rant, I talked for a year. What's your rant?
Okay. That's good. I was with you the whole time.
Yeah. I know. You were right there.
And I know what happens with the disappointment at the end of the day after school with kids when they don't get what they want. And you can't always give them everything they want. That's
right.
Just not possible. And then it's hard. And then the charge of the sibling stuff, you know, and wanting whatever the other has.
Yeah.
That's becoming real for us. We're in it now. And I remember when you hit the stage where you're like, whoa, they've really figured out how to aggravate each other.
Yeah. Like, wow. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Are you, you're not at that stage yet.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Ellie is a whippersnapper. I feel like it just gets
worse, maybe.
Yeah.
No, it's probably always the same. It probably is always the same. They just have more words now.
Oh, nice.
Or something, yeah. You know, like, I don't know. Yeah, I can remember they, yeah. You're
it's
right.
Probably not near. It's probably not nearly what it's going to be, but well, it knows? Is a. But yeah, it's a it thing. Is just a fascinating thing.
She sees what how she can poke Ben, and she goes, "Oh, let me poke this guy."
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want me to play with your toy? What about this? You know, or whatever. Yeah. I love that. I love that for her. She's that's a big developmental milestone.
Oh yeah.
Tough to parent sometimes.
She's very a tough important. Cookie. Okay, my rant for. A while now, I have not had a primary doctor or like a general doctor. Mm-hmm. I, you know, pregnancies or whatever, was relying on my OBGYN and I would just go to her for everything because, you know, even post-pregnancy, we'd have like an annual checkup or whatever. And it occurred to me, I'm like, I really need to get, because there's been some things in the skim about mammogram screenings earlier and like things that I'm like, I really should just get established with someone. I have a thyroid issue. I should have that checked out more often and not just be relying.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there's just things that I want to like make sure that I'm keeping up with things and monitoring some things. So it's been on my list forever to do it. And I decided to tackle it this week. I thought, oh, I'm just going to, I don't know my way around things like that.
Yeah.
I just don't. We've got
in what sense? Like finding a doctor or like?
Yeah, I just.
Okay.
I,
like, yeah, yeah. No, because I agree, but I don't know what you mean. Finding your way around what, you know?
Finding like, a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole like.
Yeah. Like what do I even, do I just type in Google like mammogram Portland? Yeah. Is that like, what you mean? Just like, where do you even start?
I'm like,
here?
Okay, I go through legacy. So I whatever, I put in like legacy, find a doctor, Oregon. Go to the legacy page. Yeah. I call the number.
Yeah.
I say, hi, I'd like to
get
assigned a general doctor.
Yeah. Where do I go? About what time of day was this, Colleen? And what were you wearing? And what were you drinking? Well, I just would like, I mean, you're painting quite a clear picture, but you're leaving quite a few details out.
I called the number, I asked for doctor. Okay.
Okay.
They said, oh, you're going to want to call this number.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. Right. So I call that number. They said, you're going to want to go to this website. So I go to the website and I'm like, no wonder I don't know how to do this because it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense here.
Yeah.
So I go to the website and I'm scrolling. And there's all these doctor faces with big red letters, not accepting new patients. Just you can't come to this party. Mm-hmm. Literally, there wasn't a single one in my radius of whatever. So then I call a different number. And they're on the-
Wouldn't they be able to say that to you on the phone? Like, instead of go to this website, oh, we're not accepting new patients. You would think they'd be able to say, we're not accepting new patients. Instead of go here and waste a bunch of time only to go start back at square one and find Google.
I literally call another number and they refer me to another number. I call that number and they're like, yeah, we're not accepting any new patients at all. We have, and I don't know if this is a-
Wait, text Shannon. She just got a mammogram this week.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
She, but they're like, yeah, no, we're not accepting any new patients because we have like 10, five or something doctors that are going to be leaving this year. And I told Chris about it. I said, this was a little bit crazy today. And I just stopped. I'm like, I'm going to revisit this tomorrow.
This was a little bit crazy today.
And he's like, no, I had this because he just got synced up with a doctor. And he's like, it took me for freaking ever. And he's like, I don't know if it's just this hospital system or if there's like a doctor shortage for like primary care or what, but I don't like figuring things out and getting numbers referred to numbers and being on hold and lunch, like all of it was just like hard. This is silly.
And also the having to go to someone that takes your insurance, because then that's like limits you, because I feel like being self-employed, your insurance sucks balls. I mean, it is terrible. But the one benefit is we just go to wherever we want to go, you know? So it's like I can, but I do remember. And also I felt like a lot of times the people that took my insurance were just crappy. So people would be like, oh, you got to go see my doctor. And then I was like, oh, they don't take my insurance, especially for like therapists, any mental health or like acupuncturist or like chiropractors, yeah. like those kind of like alternative type medicine things. Those where I really want a referral was like, I could never, insurance was just like another barrier, you know,
yes.
to get me to where I needed to go. I feel ya.
I texted like a group thread. I will text Shan.
Yeah.
I texted a group thread of friends. I'm like, hey, anyone have a recommendation for a general doctor? Not one person. Someone wrote, urgent care is my doctor. Someone yeah. said, my general doctor does not care if I'm alive or dead. And I'm like, God, okay. This is like a whole other thing of like women's health.
You yeah. know,
there's like yeah. in this stage of our life, some important things that we need. Yeah. Like mammograms is a perfect example.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. dude,
yeah,
this needs to be a little easier for us to get in and hooked up with.
Right.
People. Anyway. Yeah. All right. That's it. Oh, raves.
My
it's
rave.
Not it.
Yeah. My rave. I got to find it. What is it? Okay. This is crazy. Both of my things today are stupid, but also this Great. One is very exciting. Okay. I might have already talked about this here. I don't know, but I posted it today, so it's fresh of mind. When I come on here and I say, you say, what are you drinking? And I say, I'll give you one guess. What is it?
Your wine.
Aveline Rosé. I know. So I learned it's called Aveline. I always say Aveline. It's Aveline. And they sponsor, whatever. They're a partner of mine now. They gave me 15% off. So if you guys want to go to the website, it's Ashley15. I don't get paid if you guys purchase. So like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm going to use our code. And the other day I bought Zbiotics ain't cheap, but I like it so much. And they haven't sent us stuff in a long time. I bought 16 bottles. Well, I bought a 12 pack. And then it said, I went to the checkout and I placed my order with our code.
Good.
And I had to look up our code and I popped it in. And then it said, hey, limited time only. Do you want to add an extra 6 bottles for this month? And I said, yeah. So I got like, what is that? 18 bottles of Zbiotics.
You're rich.
And I signed up for the subscription because that's how you save money. You know, I don't know if I'll keep get on subscription. I don't know. But I like Zbiotics. We got a party this weekend. I'm thinking I'm going to share with yeah. some friends. But I love saving money. And yeah. Aveline, we never are without it in our house because I like to have it for us. But also I like to have bottles on hand because they're great to just, you're going over to people's house. It's like, here's a bottle because yeah. they're nice bottles, good wine.
And they, you're rich.
I can't believe it.
You're swimming in your favorite stuff.
Yeah. The only thing that would be better is if it was Taylor Swift's wine and not Cameron Diaz's.
Because I feel like maybe
it's Cameron Diaz's.
You told me that like at the beginning.
Ages and ages. Yeah, probably forever ago. Because she doesn't really like advertise. I don't feel like, yeah. Any hoodle. What's your rave?
Oh, I talked all about this over on Patreon, but I can't really recap the last week without raving about Ben. Mm-hmm. Starting kindergarten, thriving in kindergarten, all of it has been really a joy to watch, and what a fun adventure. And I really gave all the ins and outs over on Patreon, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. But
we also talk a little
bit. It's been a wonderful week of that.
I feel like when you're talking,
yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Feels like,
well, no. No, you go. Hey, no, you go.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead. No, really, really. Go ahead. No,
I was gonna say. I was gonna say when you were talking about women's health, I was gonna like say something political. You know, like one cares about whatever. And I'm like, well, we already did that on Patreon too. So if you care about anything that's going on in our lives or our brains, that's where you'll find it.
Yeah.
This is where we try to keep it a little more like controlled.
Yeah.
You know, less willy nilly. We're still willy nilly.
Yeah. There's no lack of.
We're willier and nillier over there. Wouldn't you say?
Oh,
wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Anyway, yeah, no, it was, and you got emotional. It was like so sweet.
It's also kind of a relief because there's so much buildup all summer. We're like doing all these things because it's like, oh, but we're going to be starting kindergarten soon. Let's do all these things.
Yeah.
And we're reading books about it. And we're like talking to him. He's probably just like, okay. Like, it's just been this whole,
gosh, guys.
You know, we're prepping for months. And so then to just like, do it and then to be in it and then to be in a new routine is just, it's nice.
Yeah.
To get through the change
and to see him
part.
Do so well too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thrive.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's crazy. Okay. He's in kindergarten, job, right? Because like this podcast has been going on since before he was born.
Before he was born.
It feels like I was just sharing his birth story here, right? Like,
yes.
Isn't that weird?
Yes. That is crazy to think about.
I always think of that Fleetwood Mac song, like, can I handle the season?
I feel like, did our podcast start like right around when you were pregnant, when you found out you were pregnant? So like this podcast is almost the same age as Ben. Because I think you found out in September.
Yeah.
And we started this like very beginning of November.
Someone was like, why isn't Colleen taking sips of her drink?
Oh.
They were onto us. Me out.
Yeah. And actually our cover photo of our thing of like the thumbnail image of, which we probably need to update, but of the podcast, I photoshopped wine into Colleen's glass.
Yes.
Cause we have our glasses up and I like took the wine that was in my glass and like put it in yours. In the picture, because
that's so funny. That's like a fact that no one knew until right now.
Behind us, behind the scenes,
the tea.
More of those over on Patreon. More of the BTS over there. So join us. But if you don't want to, then just come back here next week. Rate it, review it. Come over on Instagram. You can sit with us always,
and we will see you
next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.